sisters, come together now, come together now. It's time to help each other out, help each other out.
Welcome to the SOAR Podcast. This is a platform for sisters to gather and have some empowering conversations. And in the process of these conversations, we help each other overcome some limiting beliefs. I want you to join the conversation. I appreciate your likes, subscribes, and comments. This podcast is sponsored by Stephanie Brown Coaching. If you have any limiting beliefs that are holding you back, feel free to contact the coach at sociotap.com/StephBrownMD. All right. Welcome to SOAR. Despite the technical difficulties, I'm very happy to have you here, Robin.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. We're going to be talking about the nutritional mistakes that high-achieving African-American women make. And we have the perfect person here with us to discuss this topic. So I'll just tell you, I'll introduce Robin to you. I'm going to read her bio. Robin Allen, who is now Robin Muhammad because she just recently got married, is the owner of Necessary Nutrition. She recently celebrated its 15th year in business. Now, that's some longevity, y'all.
Yes,
let's celebrate that. Inspiring thousands of people to use food and nutrition to build and repair their bodies. She continues to connect others to resources and tools to live a peaceful, health-filled life. Robin's personal journey to living a healthy life fuels her passion for helping women over 40 understand the best practices for longevity. Nearly 20 years ago, she was pre-diabetic and overweight when she realized that food was either going to kill her or keep her alive. Due to the success of Necessary Nutrition, she's been featured on CNN Headline News and countless other media outlets, sharing her insight on food, nutrition, and life. That's a wonderful, wonderful bio. I can't wait to get into this conversation. And I always like to start off by just asking an open-ended question and just allowing you to share your story.
Okay. So when I went to college and started my career, nutrition was not on the radar at all. And I had a career change because I had a child and I realized I was overweight, pre-diabetic, and I had no idea how to feed this baby that I was blessed with. And that's when I started studying in food and nutrition and realized, and it really was an epiphany. All these years, I didn't understand the correlation, but I realized that food will either kill you or keep you alive, and that the illnesses and diseases we face are due in part to what we put in our mouths or what we don't put in our mouths. And when my blood sugar became balanced, the weight came off, I really, really started to focus on nutrition and did a career shift, went back to school to study nutrition. And then from there, Necessary Nutrition was born. And it truly, truly is my passion, Stephanie, to share what I've learned and help alleviate the confusion, because there's a lot of confusion when it comes to health and nutrition. So that's my story. And I am a mom. We talked about that. I'm a mom of three teens. So that's interesting. And just in this life, trying to make it, trying to get through it all as a high achiever, almost reformed. I'm going to say I'm a reformed.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Awesome. Yep. And I think that when you're a mom, and especially when you have teenagers, you need to have nutrition that's going to fuel you, because you need a lot of fuel.
You do. You know, and I want to say this about my story, because this is a big part of my story. So it's not about nutrition, but I recently got married for the first time at 48. And I moved across the country from California to Maryland. And I was in a long distance relationship for so long. And if I told you how long, you might fall off your chair. That is a part of my story.
So. Okay. Well, that's a very encouraging part of your story, because I know there are some people who may not have been married yet and may think as they get older that there's no chance that they can get married. So that's an extra dose of inspiration that we got. Yeah. So I love the topic. I think the topic is very intriguing. And so I just want to get right to exactly what the topic says. Okay. So what are the biggest nutritional mistakes that we make as high-achieving African-American women? I'm not quite reformed yet, so I'm going to put myself in that equation.
So I'm going to give you four that I know. And I'll say this, that our body is our, that's our temple, that's our machine. That is what we need to function so that we can achieve. And oftentimes we're doing what we love and we're doing our businesses and achieving, and we may forget to keep the main thing, right? So we're working and we may put ourselves on the back burner because we're saying, oh, I'll worry about that later. Let me get these degrees and build this business. And then when I do that, I'll rest later. But from a nutrition standpoint, there are four mistakes that I say that we make. Mm-hmm. And number one is eating without including a protein source. So let me say what a protein source is. Just chicken, fish, turkey, tofu, cottage cheese, protein source, right? So when we eat and we don't include a protein source, that can contribute to our blood sugar imbalances. And that protein helps us to buffer the effects of carbohydrates, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But the biggest mistake is having something, eating, having a snack, having our breakfast without protein. So for example, if you're having oatmeal, that's a carbohydrate. And I say, have eggs with that or protein powder, or if you're, because I'm different dietary needs. Some people are vegetarian or vegan, mm-hmm. all of those things. So if you eat animal protein, you can do eggs. If you don't, you can put some protein powder, some plant-based protein powder, but that's an example of having protein. It's going to help you stay fuller. It's also going to help the carbohydrates balance. So every meal, every snack, we want to put a protein in. So that's something that oftentimes we forget to do. Number two is about carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, for example, would be your rice, your pasta. It also is your chips and your pies, mm-hmm. right? Not all created equal, but that's the carbohydrates. Now, when we are on the go and we, you know, we're grabbing something, a lot of times we're having too many carbohydrates, more carbohydrates than our body can process. So for example, if we eat too many, our body will use what we've given it for energy. The rest of it will turn into sugar and store as fat. And that's usually what we don't want. And then there's a crash that happens. We have that those carbohydrates, they satisfy us temporarily, but then there's a crash that happens that can also mess with our energy level. So we as high achievers, we're getting those snacks and we're on the go and maybe not as conscious as, okay, did I have protein? Mm-hmm. Did I manage my carbohydrates? And the question might come up, well, how much carbohydrates? So I like to say with every meal, to keep it to a serving or a cup. And then you know that it's balanced. And I mean, there's all of the listeners, we have different muscle mass. I'm not gonna get technical into that, but just being general, if you keep it to a cup or a serving and your protein to 5 ounces or more, 5 to 7 ounces, then you're okay. So that's number two. Number three, so let food be thy medicine. And we are in a situation health-wise where you see a lot of illness and disease, and we are deficient of nutrients. And the most powerful nutrients come from fruits and vegetables. And oftentimes we're missing that, or we are maybe eating it out of a can, mm-hmm. eating it on the go, and it's not fresh, and it's not giving us that nutrients. So when we do not have the proper nutrients, that's where illness and disease comes from. So one of the third mistake that we often make is failing to get adequate vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I say vegetables as fruit and vegetables, but fruit is easier for us to eat. Grab a banana, grab an apple. But are we grabbing celery or kale? Maybe not. But that making sure that every day, as much as you can, as much produce as you can take in a day, is important. And then number four is And this we'll talk about a little bit more, but the fourth mistake that we make specifically as Black women is having inadequate vitamin D. That I think we're going to talk about, because that can really derail us and what we're achieving. But those are the four: skipping the protein, too many carbs, not having adequate produce in our diets, and then number four is missing our vitamin D, because all of us want to achieve, we want to feel good and vibrant. And when we're not having that nutrition balance, that will throw off our systems. Mm-hmm. So those are the biggest mistakes.
Well, thank you. I blame continental breakfast, because, you know, whenever you go to a conference and you're all excited because you're busy and they're providing breakfast, and a continental breakfast, there is no protein. You've got carbs on carbs on carbs, and a little bit of fruit, which is also a carb. So yeah, but that makes sense. Thank you for sharing those four mistakes.
I was working with a company and they said, well, what should we have? Because you're right, continental breakfast, it's carbs. And I said, well, boil some eggs, have some nuts if you can. And that's the best that you can do in that case, because oftentimes they're wanting to be cost effective and not spend a lot of money. But I just say, please just put in some nuts if you can and some boiled eggs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I know as I sort of made a declaration to really focus on my health once I made that transition from working full time as a doctor to being an entrepreneur. I'm like, okay, I'm going to focus on my health. And I've been going to an integrative health center. And I am shocked when I had my blood work done at how many nutritional deficiencies that I have, like just shocking. And I think for a lot of us, if you don't go to an integrative health facility, your doctor's not checking for all of those things. You're getting the basics. Are you anemic? Is your thyroid low? And even that scale is not as sensitive as some other scales, but you're not necessarily getting your vitamin D checked or anything. So vitamin D is one of the things that you mentioned that a lot of times we're low in. It's one of the things I'm low in. Yeah. Why is vitamin D so important in general, and then specifically for us as Black women?
Yes. So let me say where vitamin D comes from. It comes from the sun, which we're not in all the time. And then as Black folks, our skin, so it comes from the sun. When you're in the sun, it hits your skin and then your body produces it. Well, us having melanin in our skin makes that not as efficient or effective, right? So that's why we are low. Basically, 80% of Black women are low in vitamin D. Vitamin D in our cells, there are vitamin D receptors in so many of our cells. And it has to do, people think, oh, vitamin D bones. That's just common what people think. But it has to do with your cellular health, so which is your immune system. It has to do with your gut, your mood, and the obvious, the bones and the muscles. It is critical to human health. And vitamin D is actually a hormone. I'm not even sure why it's called vitamin D, but it's technically a hormone. But it really, our bodies need it to function. And when we don't have it, then it can mimic, or let's, for example, if we're tired all the time, and it doesn't come near mind, oh, maybe I'm deficient in vitamin D, it'll mimic all kinds of things and make things go haywire, even with autoimmune. So we may go to our doctor and say, I don't feel good. And they may run all these tests, skipping that one. For whatever reason, that vitamin D may not have been checked. I see it over and over again that we're misdiagnosed and medicated when that vitamin D was low, and that's foundational. And if we start there, as you all are listening, when you go to your doctor, ask them to take and test your vitamin D. Don't get out of there without doing that. It is critical for human health. And as high achievers, or me as a high achiever reformed, when we're going and going and going, we need all of our faculties. We need our energy. And it's so simple. It is an easy deficiency to have, but it's also an easy deficiency not to have. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this again. I've seen it over and over again that women are misdiagnosed for and medicated for ailment or an illness when it was the foundation was as a deficiency in vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Has to also, I said mood and anxiety. And I would say this, as women over 40, we're also going through our hormone changes and menopause mm-hmm. and all of that. And there's a lot of things going on in our bodies. But I always like to say, start with that vitamin D. Make sure that you are eating properly so that your body can get the nutrition that you need, and then go from there. Because when we talk about deficiencies, I like to say there's a hierarchy, or there's an order of what we want to do and how, and then take our blood work. But yes, vitamin D is critical. And my company's been around for 15 years. I've been a nutritionist for 15 years, but it has only been the past 3 years that I've been so focused on educating about vitamin D because of what I've seen. And it's not expensive, right? It's not a medication. It's over the counter. It's easy to rectify. So I'm just everywhere that I can go and say, hey, Black women, get your vitamin G's checked. And once you get it checked, it's low, or if it's not low, it's something that you want to supplement regularly, because we're not getting it in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that if our gut isn't healthy, then we don't absorb certain nutrients. And that's a whole nother conversation, but it's foundational, Black women. It is foundational. Yeah. It's a game changer, really.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is that I know when we were talking in preparation for this podcast, we talked about vitamin D and COVID-19 also. And so I just wanted to have you talk about that a little bit.
That's really what sparked my obsession with vitamin D as well, because research started to show that, well, first of all, we Black folks had a rougher time with it, mm-hmm. with COVID-19. And there's this correlation between vitamin D deficiency and COVID-19. And I always say to everyone, do your own research. You don't know me. We're just meeting. Do your own research. But we started to see that there was this correlation, and it was that simple. And that's not what we were so much instructed to do. No one was really talking about that. So mm-hmm. that is what sparked it for me, because I'm like, we're not talking about this. We're talking about a lot of things, but we're not talking about this. We're not talking about foundational preventative ways to help us, and especially as Black folks. So I said, I'm going to take this as my mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it did us a number. And over and over and over again, countless Black women, yeah, I'm low in vitamin D. I can't believe how low I was. And then when you get the vitamin D, you say, I feel better. I notice a difference. My energy level. If you're low, you can be extremely fatigued, hair loss, bone pain, mood out of order. I recently found out that if you have low vitamin D, and this was more for my daughter and those that are moms, when they have menstrual pains, low vitamin D can contribute to that. I didn't even know that until I was really researching, because my daughter was having the pain and she had low vitamin D.
Wow.
There's so many layers to it. So many layers to it. Even if you look up with blood sugar, so with being pre-diabetic, with a correlation that vitamin D has for that, it's amazing once you start peeling back the layers. And I say, it's simple. We supplement, it's so inexpensive, and it can be such a game changer, but nobody talks about it. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for us high achievers, like, come on, we gotta.
Right. We cannot afford to not get our vitamin D checked and to supplement it if it's low, because we need every ounce of energy that we can get. Yeah. So thank you for sharing all of that. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm excited about this one, because I feel like this is the question where I get to be this explorer, like I'm in the Raiders of the Lost Ark and I'm getting ready to discover the big secret, right? So when I was reading your bio, I found out that you have six powerful foods that if we eat every day in our diets, that they're able to heal and prevent disease. And the way my life is set up, I definitely need to know what these six magical foods are. If they can sort of give me what I need without me having to do a whole lot. Because, you know, nutrition can be complicated.
So let's see if we can make it uncomplicated, and that the six foods that I'm going to mention, if you could, you, me, and everyone that's listening, and just to add these into your diet daily. And some of them are going to be super easy. You're going to say, oh, really? I didn't know that. But again, our cells are always trying to keep us healthy. And so in our environment, there's chemicals, there's all the things, and there's this army going on in our body, the good army, the bad army. And we want to feed the good army and empower ourselves so that our immune system is strong enough to deal with all of the things. So the six powerful foods to have in your diet every day. Number one, and this is not in any particular order, but number one would be herbs. So you hear herbs and spices. If you're doing ginger or turmeric or basil, rosemary, that's easy because we're cooking, but right? Or if someone's cooking for us, but to add, just to put a lot of herbs. Y'all like, I love basil. I don't know if you guys like basil, but cooking with herbs. And if you can get fresh herbs, and I grow produce so that I can have fresh herbs at the ready. So that's the first one, because let food be that medicine. And you've heard of herbal medicine, and there's a reason for that. And you can use herbs to heal, prevent, and build the body. Okay. So herbs, number one. Number two, nuts and seeds. So that, and when we go back to the herbs can help to detoxify the body. So when you get it, it helps to bring things out of the body. Yes. And then your nuts and seeds can help with inflammation. So remember, everything we're doing, we're wanting our bodies to be at its best. And there are foods that we're eating that are inflammatory, that are creating issues in our bodies. So nuts and seeds, flax seed, chia seed, your nuts, like your walnuts, your almonds, a fourth of a cup of nuts a day, handful of nuts helps to keep the doctor away. We don't want to keep you away necessarily, but okay. Nuts and seeds, right? So that was number two. Nuts and seeds they go together. Number three would be your vegetables. So we have a tendency to eat only what we like. And really, for vegetables to be so powerful, it is the rainbow, the purples, the orange. We usually don't eat carrots and cabbage and all the things. So as much as you can, and an easy way to do it is to have a big salad daily with as many herbs and veggies that you can put in. There are many colors that you can get in there. And I like to tell people, especially when they're saying, I'm trying to lose weight or I'm trying to do, I say, okay, before you eat your cooked meal, at least once a day, have this big salad, and then whatever else you're going to eat, enjoy. But do the big salad first. And garlic, people think of it, is it an herb? It's in a vegetable. Like technically it's a vegetable, but some people call it an herb. But garlic is powerful. So if you put some garlic in that salad, as much as you can eat garlic, so good. Now it might make you, I don't know, your breath be interesting. But as much garlic as you can put in there. So that would be the three, is the vegetables. And then four would be fruit. Now fruit is powerful but tricky, because again, fruit is tasty and we can load up on fruit, but we have to be careful if we are diabetic or pre-diabetic or not wanting to be either of those, how we're managing our fruit. But fruit is powerful, and you want to keep that, because it's a carbohydrate, so you want to keep that to a cup, but it's still nutrient dense. And I have a sweet tooth at times, and what I'll do is get some fruit and see if that'll deal with it, and usually it does. So fruit. And then number five, I'm going to divide this into two because berries are technically, they're fruit, but put in a separate category because they do berries, raspberries, elderberry, blueberries. Mm. That they're different because they help, they're very antioxidant rich, which means that it really helps us to fight off oxidation and how our cells are being destroyed. Berries help to do that, high for cancer fighting and all of those things. So having berry, because if I say just fruit, it's like, oh, okay, just let me give some apples or pears.
Bananas.
Now I'm saying, okay, you have your apple, right? Now I'm saying, okay, well, where's your blackberry? Where's your blueberries? Where's your raspberries? Daily, because that is inflammatory foods that is doing so many powerful things in your body. So that big salad, you can do all the things in there, right? You can put some blackberries in that salad. You can put a little bit of pears in there and your walnuts and your cabbage and all the things. That salad can do it. And even soups. I don't know that we put a lot of fruits in our soups, but smoothies. So I'm digressing before I finish the last one, but salads, smoothies, and soups are a good way to get these nutrients in there and sometimes hide them in there if you don't like it. Mm-hmm. And then the last one would be our omegas. The omegas are good for our heart, our eyes, brain. And the omegas come mostly from the, if you're eating it, the fatty fish. Sardines, which I do not like. We know salmon, mackerel, so your fatty fish. And then outside of that, it's, you can find it in chia seeds. You can find it in flax, but you want to get your omegas. And when you're putting those in there daily, you're giving yourself the power. You're giving your cells some armor and nutrition to fight with daily. So those are some six foods. Yeah. Can you do it? Can you put it in your diet daily?
I think everything except maybe the fatty fish. So I have to think about that because I don't like sardines either. Mm-hmm. My husband does all six of these like every day. He's really good at this. But yeah, it's very simple. And I know that that's what we said. We said, you know, nutrition can be complicated, but that's pretty simple. And if I'm pretty sure that I can get to the point of following that every day.
There, and we won't be able to go through all of this in conversations, but I created a 3-step process to health. That's just, it's just simple. 1, 2, and 3. And I, because like I said, it's so confusing. So I try to keep it simple and we do try to do one thing at a time. So yeah, those are the 6 foods. Which it has me hungry right now. So when we're done,
go get some of these. I know. I was dreaming about that salad as you were talking about it. I was like, because I love seeds. So I love the chia seeds. And I was like, yeah, acai bowls is something that I love too.
Let me, I'm going to put a sidebar about flax. And this is me telling my story. So with flax seeds, so I'm perimenopausal and my cycle is doing all the things that it wants to do that I don't want it to do. And which my estrogen was low. And I learned that flaxseed is a phytoestrogen. And so I include flaxseed every day. And I also drink red clover tea and it helps with, I mean, you didn't ask me this, Dr. Stephanie, but it helps me with my clotting and just a better cycle. And so flaxseed has been a game changer for me. And I do not miss I go with it every day because it really helps. So
that's awesome. So flaxseed and red clover
tea. I don't know. Yes, for my cycle. But I always tell people, do your own research. That's what I use. I know that it's helped me. And I do know that it's helped me because I stopped. You know how you do something and it's working and then you forget why you're doing it. You stop and then whatever you, and then the problem comes back. That's exactly what happened. Like I was faithful on it for months and months and then I got lax and my cycle came right back misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surely it did. Yeah.
So. Now we've been talking about how we wanted to simplify nutrition. And I think that, you know, for whatever reason, nutrition is one of those things where in the media every month, somebody is saying something different. Somebody is talking about this new you know, fruit, or I think one thing that pops to mind is the sea moss. And
how do you
get through the noise, and how do you vet these claims, and like, yeah, how do you do it?
How do I do it? Well, let me say what I know is true, and it's always been true. Like, fruits and vegetables have always been a truth, right? That whenever we have a problem, we're like, change your diet, eat more produce. So that we know is true. Mm-hmm. And so I always say to folks, go there first. Get more before you do all the other things, get more produce in your body. And do an assessment, because so much of it is because of what we eat. What we eat is taking away from our body's ability to do what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. So it's what we're not giving our bodies, which is enough produce. And then it's also we're giving our bodies too much chemicals. And so we have all these do this, do that. And all. So the truth is to push back on the things that do not serve us. Even, and we're not even talking about supplementation, right? Because you're right. There's supplements is like a billion gazillion dollar industry, and we produce supplements, but vitamin D is the one that we produce because that's the one we know is most effective. And I would challenge everyone that if I like to do what it's called a shred. So I have this program called a shred, and for 10 days, we just remove all the foods that don't serve us. We flood our bodies with quality produce and quality food. And then after those 10 days, we assess how we feel. And when you do that for 4 months and you get your blood work run, then you can see, how's your iron? How's your B12? How are your nutritional deficiencies? I always recommend the vitamin D. But once we do that and we do it with food and high quality nutrients, a lot of times the gaps are plugged in. So then do you need all these things? And so I always tell people, before you start just taking, do you really need those things? And is your body even absorbing those things? Because mm-hmm. if your gut isn't behaving well, then your body, you can take all the things and it won't even get to where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. So I always say the nutrition first. And I love to help. I have a community that I guide through. We're eating food. That's really what we're doing. We're flooding our bodies with nutrients, and we're taking out the disruptors only for 10 days, because sometimes it's like, wait a minute, I want to eat such and such. I'm like, just do it for 10 days. And then your body will tell you what it liked and what it didn't like. Because if you take something out of your diet for 10 days and then you put it back, your body will say, whoa, if it didn't like it. Now, if it was fine, if you take cheese out of your diet and you put it back and you didn't get bloated or nothing happened, cool. But if you take it out and you put it back, and then your body's like, wait a minute, I'm bloated, or I'm gassy, or I'm, you'll know what your body likes. So how do I get through the noise, and how do I know what's true? Because supplements aren't regulated. So people can, and I know this again, because we produce supplements, you can slap a label on anything and put it up there. And if you have good marketing, that's what it comes down to. So the fruits and vegetables, I'm always going to be a proponent. And we help people get more produce in their bodies. We help people grow it. I have a strategy of how I help people get more produce, because when we do that, that's when we see the changes. So I don't know if I answered your question, but how do I get through the noise is just focus on what is true, that has never gone out of style. It's since the beginning of time. Yeah. That has always been true.
Yeah.
That's how I get through. And to speak on, and there's so certain food, like sea moss is a sea vegetable, and it's an omega, right? And there are different foods that do the same thing. So it's not just like, oh, sea moss is the miracle this, or this is the miracle that. There are different things, like there are multiple foods or nutrients that do the same thing. And mm-hmm. right now, yes, sea moss is the fad. And then at once upon a time, the fad was keto, or just all the things. There's always a thing.
Because there's always a thing.
There's always a thing. Because we're consumers, and there's always people buy, and the marketers know that They got to have something to sell. And if it's new, people will buy something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's confused. I try to keep it simple. Just do these three things. And I'll tell you guys what the three things are. I'm going to tell you what they are. Vitamin D, because I know that's foundational. And then I said, I do like what's called a monthly shred, where you're taking out the food that doesn't serve you, and you're flooding your body, and you do that for 10 days every month for 4 months. And then you do an assessment after that. Where is my blood work? What is my body missing? And then and only then do you plug in the gaps. So if you do that and now your B12 is low, then you supplement with B12. But how do you know you need B12? How do you know that it's that if you didn't do the nutritional foundation? Or is your iron low still? Well, if we did all these other things, is your iron still low? If that's true, then we plug in the gaps with that. And I don't recommend multivitamins at all, but that's another story. So I'm not going to go into that. But we try to do what's foundational first and then fill in where we're missing.
Okay. There is a lot in what you just said. So I look forward to kind of just listening to it again and kind of just processing all of that. We've been talking about the basics and keeping it simple, which I love because I need simple. But one of the other things I'm curious about is, are there any mistakes that we make as Black women that are not necessarily food or supplement related that also affect our nutrition?
Worry. Mm-hmm. Worry. That is what it is. Worry. Because when we're worrying, truthfully, you can eat all the six foods that I mentioned, and that worry will take you out because it's doing a number to the body, the heart, the brain, all of the things. And the nutrition makes, you know, it helps us, but the worry is what the worry and the anxiety is what makes it our food not absorb as well, our gut not. It's like when we have worry, we have this knot in our stomach. Your food is not in there being able to do what it needs to do. So hands down, it's worry. Easier said than done not to worry, because we have these children and all the things, but that is an impediment. And you know this. I mean, you've seen the what stress does to the body. It'll create a firestorm. So that is it. Yeah. Worry.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
I just love the way you put that though, because
which I hate.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, it can be hard to not worry, but I think that when we are consciously aware that not only is the worry affecting us emotionally and mentally, but it's affecting us physically with our nutrition, I think it just kind of motivates us to really do what we need to do to minimize worry. We probably can never get rid of it, but we can minimize it if we know that it's having such an impact on all the things, you know.
I think, because even think about this, when some of us, when we worry, we stress eat, right? We go get whatever we get for that pleasure. It's a thing. And also with the worry, I just learned this last week, actually, about different methods to release the anxiety and the stress in our bodies. And I learned about EFT tapping, where you are able to tap some of the meridian points or the points in the body and help to release that. And I found it helpful because I'm sure I'm not the only one that worries. And so I want to do all the thing and I'm tapping now, but of how to release it. It's like, what do I have to do mentally, physically to move that out of my me? Because the worry is about something that's not even happened. And oftentimes it doesn't even happen, right? So, and we've spent this time worrying and it didn't even come to fruition. And then if in fact it did, then we can worry about it then, right? But we pre-worry. And so us as high achievers, having a systematic way every day to release out of our bodies, because we sometimes we don't, that worry It does a number on our adrenals. It does a number on us internally. And sometimes we don't feel it, but it's happening, and it can build up and then give you panic attacks, heart palpitations. It can just get you when you, and I'm speaking from experience, you see, that's why I had to be an overachiever reformed, because I just had started to have panic attacks. I'm a nutritionist. I eat really well. I was still in the ER. Nobody cared that I just had some kale, that I was chewing on a carrot. No, it was worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm glad you asked that question, and I was able to say it, because that is true. Yeah.
That is true. And I know for a fact you are not the only person who worries. So I appreciate you sharing your story and just sharing that link, because it's not an obvious link that we necessarily think about. You just said that you don't recommend multivitamins, but we're talking about supplements. We're talking about vitamin D. So what supplements do you think that most women should take? Or is it all individualized? Like, you get your blood work done and you check and see what you need.
So we'll say, so we know we said vitamin D. So hands down, we need that. And especially as we age, because the age process makes us less efficient and effective doing all kinds of things. So vitamin D, hands down. I personally take encapsulated produce. So I take fruits and vegetables and berries in an actual capsule, raw. I take that in place of a multivitamin and then an omega.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I, if I had to recommend just across the board, because everybody, then we become to individualized situations. Mm-hmm. But vitamin D, produce, and there's a, and then the omegas, because if you're not eating fatty fish or sardines or what have you, and I take a plant-based omega, but taking the omegas after that, then you see, okay, what is missing? I've supplemented what I know is critical. Now, what else is missing? How is my B12? How is my iron? Do I need magnesium? That's another supplement that is important as we age to help with a number of things. But those three that I mentioned are foundational, because you're getting your D, you're getting your produce, and then you're getting your omega. And once you're doing that, that can plug in and fill in the gap, because you're also eating well. That can plug in so many of the gaps. And that's when then you run your blood work and you see. So should you be taking all the people calcium and this and that? No, you should just stay with those. Let it work. Whatever you do, do it for at least 4 months consistently and allow it to work. Because oftentimes we're jumping on the fads and we're not letting one thing do its thing. Because how do you know if it didn't work, it jumped onto something else? So do it for 4 months, let it work, and then assess. That blood work is powerful. And what I love about the supplements that I recommend is you can test your blood work. I don't, with multivitamins are arbitrary. It's like taking it, but did it really work? It's a $1 billion industry and people are no healthier, right? But if you take vitamin D, you're going to see your vitamin D levels increase. And if it doesn't increase, that means you have an absorption problem. And then that tells you another story. So I like to only recommend things that you can prove. Like, it's not in theory, right? You can prove it. That's what I like. I like, go get your blood work. This is where you started. This is where you are. We know that it worked. That's why I say the simplicity. Do it step by step. So I love talking about this, because it changed my life. It changed my life. Oh my goodness. It changed my life.
I think that your passion about it is transformational. We can feel that energy. And knowing that this is something that is real for you and something that you're passionate about makes a difference for us. I know we're almost at the end, but I have a couple of more questions. I was really intrigued that you talk about the art of not doing it all. I saw that was one of the topics that you talk about. And you've mentioned a couple of times that you're a reformed high achiever. So, I think one thing about high achieving women is that we do tend to try to do it all. So I would love to just hear a couple of pointers that you have about the art of not doing it all.
So I had to ask myself some really hard questions about where is my peace and where is my joy? And really look at, yeah. And then when I asked myself, where is my peace? Where is my joy? And then I had to look at my ego, because I'm saying, well, why am I doing these things? Mm-hmm. Am I doing it for the show? For the, because as Black women, we have to grind. We have to do it. We have to prove something, right? We have to, we are the everything, right? We are the mothers, the leaders, and all of that. And you don't want to be left behind. You don't want to, your peers are doing all the things and have the degrees, and then you not. I had to look at my ego. I had to look at my peace, and I had to look at my joy, and I had to look at really what mattered. What really mattered. And it was not in alignment with what I was doing. I enjoyed my career, right? But I also enjoyed my motherhood. And so, like, I was doing a little bit of this over here, a little bit of this over there. And I was not keeping the main thing the main thing. So I wasn't spending the proper time with my daughter. And I wasn't doing as much as I could for my own inner peace and my joy. So that is, I had to ask myself, and I always ask you to ask yourself, are you doing this? Look at, I always say the ego. Why are you doing it? Because some stuff we're doing it because it's our God-given talent. That's what we were created to do. And some of it is because we're keeping up with the other sister friends, maybe. And so that's, I had to step away. I walked away for 6 years from growing my business and doing all the things because I was doing what society was telling me to do. Go to college, get a degree, do this. Your business has to make six figures, has to do a million, has to do. And I was just on the trajectory of go, 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 go. And I was like, well, where's my peace? Where's my joy? And what is this all about? Like, yeah. Why is this? What? Who am I doing this for?
Right.
And then I'm like, let me walk away. Because, and I suspect, and I could be wrong, you went to medical school to be a physician and then you took a change because something made you change. Something took you on a different direction, right? And so I don't know, but I suspect that there was a shift somewhere and you had to look at where your joy and your peace was coming from.
Yeah.
And so that's, so I walk with that in mind. And I always ask myself, is this giving me peace or is this creating chaos? And if it's creating chaos, then I'm not going to do it. I walked away from things and I realized that things was not my joy because I had it all, the purses, the cars, the house, the all, the whatever. And I'm like, I got it all. The world told me that this is what I needed to get and I got it all. But where's my joy and where's my peace? Nice purse though. Nice shoes with the whatever color bottom, really nice. But where's my peace? So that's what I shifted. So I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely had a similar experience. So I can relate to what you just said. Thank you for sharing that. Somebody, as you were talking about the supplements, mentioned that their vitamin A and K2 is low, but the D is high from pandemic supplementation. So I think this kind of goes with what you were saying, that you may not need the multivitamins. You just need what your body needs. And if you start with the produce and then kind of recheck your blood work, you'll know exactly what you need. So you won't end up in that situation where some things are low, some things are high. But
and so K2 comes from green leafy vegetables. So kale, you can get it from there. And then your A's also come from your nutrients. And honestly, if you boost up on the nutrients and then you get it checked, and then if you are eating those high foods that are high in A and K2, and then it's still low, then the question is, okay, do I need a supplement or is there an absorption issue? And that's really the question, because maybe it is just a supplement. And then you can supplement and then say, okay, that worked. It solved it. But it's in the food first. Mm-hmm. When I mentioned to you that I take encapsulated produce, that changed my life too, because I was low in, even though iron comes from other places, you get the iron in the spinach and all this. So my iron was low and I just had some low numbers. And when I did that produce shift, then my numbers are fine. And that's what it took. And it didn't happen from a multivitamin. It didn't happen otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad your D is good.
I know. That's good. One of the few. So I would love to hear a little bit more. You've shared some about your company and that you focus on vitamin D. Is there anything else you want to share about your company? And
So there's two things. Can I share my website for my company? Is that okay to do? So my company produces, so we do three things. We primarily work with women over 40. Vitamin D is our front-facing product. So that's necessaryvitamind.com, NecessaryVitaminD, necessaryvitamind.com. But we also help our women strategically add more produce to their diet, be it growing it. We grow it in an easy way, hydroponically, because I don't do soil and I don't do, I'm a little lazy gardener. So we help women grow produce and or encapsulate them so that they can take the produce. And part of that, what makes us distinct when it comes to the vitamin D or when you're connected with Necessary Nutrition, is when you are a customer, it comes with a complimentary membership to what is called the Necessary Nutrition Academy. And quarterly, we offer classes. So we bring in experts that deal with issues that are specific to women over 40. And they just educate us on those topics. So we may have topics with hormones. We just did one on tapping. We do one on adrenal fatigue, metabolism, everything that matters to us as women, we have that. So it's not just, your vitamin D supplier is something you get on the shelf. Is we take care of you. And that comes with being a customer, because I don't work as a nutritionist in dealing with people one-on-one, but I still love to disseminate the information. So by doing those classes and bringing in the experts, I can still do what I love, which is make that connection and help to educate. So no one is having to, you know, consult with me to do that. When you are a customer with Necessary Nutrition, we're a resource for our customers, and we connect you to experts that can help you honestly. You know, it's like we want to take care of you without, I would say, be a trusted source. You buy vitamin D from us, and we're honest in pointing you in a direction that will help you. So that's who we are, and that's what we do. NecessaryVitaminD.com will connect you. And then on Instagram, at Nessie Nutri, NessyNutri, Nessie Nutri on Instagram. And then I'm Robin Muhammad on Facebook. So yeah, I think I said it all. And we would love to be your vitamin D supplier and your nutrition and wellness partner and resource. So, and I'm always just humbled, because this is what I would say. And when you are doing what you love and you are in alignment and you ask yourself about your peace, your joy, and you keep your ego in check, then good things really do happen. Good things really do happen. And that's what I've learned over the past 15 years. So there you go.
Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. So final question I always ask everybody. So it sounds like you have an amazing business where you're able to live out your purpose and you're able to help people. And it's been sustained over 15 years. And you've gone through a period of time where you let some things go so that you were really able to embrace your joy and peace. What limiting beliefs did you have to overcome to get to this space?
So my limiting beliefs really had to do with love, because, and I'll say this, as a Black woman, I had my cape on, I am woman, hear me roar. I don't need whatever I think I didn't need. And that limited me from being in love, because love is everything. When you have a partner, a love in your life, it colors the world differently. But I was limited. I thought that, this is a whole nother conversation, but I thought that, you know, men were terrible, or they were, you know, I would say terrible. And I held that, and I behaved accordingly. with that, and it limited me from finding what I needed the most in my life. Mm. So that was what I had to overcome. Yeah. Because love is everything. And yeah. There is somebody for everyone. That there is somebody for everyone. Like, we all are created, and there is a match. Maybe a few matches out there, but at least one. So there. That is that is that.
And I think that that is such a beautiful note to wrap up on, because love is everything. So love is everything, and produce and nutrition. We're able to love on our bodies and love on everybody else when we're treating our bodies well and getting good nutrition. So I have enjoyed this conversation so much. Thank you so much for spending your Friday evening here with me and with the SOAR community. Yes. I appreciate you so much.
Thanks for conquering those limiting beliefs on another episode of the SOAR podcast. If you want to reach out to my guest, just check out the show notes, and all of the contact information is there. If you want more information about Stephanie Brown Coaching, go to www.stephaniebrowncoaching.com. And I'm sure you're already following the SOAR podcast Instagram page. But if not, just go to IG and type in Sisters Overcoming and Rising, all one word. Goodbye for now. We'll